Parashat Pinchas, entitling the Dvar Torah, Changing Names. As far as I can recall in our personal experience, names that we were given when we were born, either at the time of the bris for a son, or an aliyah for Torah for a daughter, the names have been changed for various reasons. Some of the most common things, of course, are nicknames. We're not called Yosef anymore, we're called Yossi. You're not called Chaim, you're called Charlie. Sometimes we have, when someone is turned gravely ill, we change his name. And then we've had two experiences also where people went, I know it happened with Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, Dayan Fisher, Zichrono Livracha, where they had some, be it family issues, financial issues, or health issues, and he suggested changing of names. He went so far, if it was a changing of a name, to rewrite a ksuba, if it was talking about for a married woman. And then they speak of, as of late, the people come to Reb Chaim Kanievsky for an Eitzah, Bracha, whatever it is, and he asks a name, and they give him some name which is, in his mind, not a Jewish name. You know, some modern name. A Sarit, he says, why not Sarah? Amir, rather than Meir. And he's quite insistent that the name should be changed. So in our Parsha, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Chav Dalid, you have the B'nei Yisachar or Yisoschar L'mishpachotam, L'yishuv Mishpachat HaYashuvi. And here I'm quoting from the Mesorah Tarav of the Rav. He says, the Rashi indicates that Yashuv is the same person as Yov, but Yud Shin Vav Bet, one of the sons of Yisachar, or Yisoschar, to Yud Vav Bet, missing the Shin, which that name is listed amongst the children of Yisachar in Bereshit, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And the Rav quotes a Datsa Kanim, who quotes a Medrash, to explain that the name change, that Yisoschar named his son Yov. He learned that Yov was also the name of a pagan god, of an Avodah Zorah. He therefore took one of his shin characters from his name and gave it to his son. Now, instead of Yud, Sin, Sin, Chaf, Reish, he took one of the sins out of his name, leaving it Yud, Sin, Chaf, Reish, and transposing it to his son, Yud, Vav, Bet, to Yud, Vav, Shin, Bet. Thus, he was changing his name to a different name. And the Rav mentions that the Minigin Valojin, we always have this discussion in Kriyas HaTorah especially, how do you pronounce it? Yisoschar or Yisachar? That the Minigin Valojin was to pronounce it Yisoschar until this Parsha, Parsha Pinchas. And afterwards, albeit the same spelling is the same, it's pronounced Yisachar. So again, we have this changing of names for a purpose. A nickname, it's not a name change. Ask me my name, it's Hananya Moshe. Although no one uses the Moshe, they're just Hananya. But when I'm called to the Torah, if you ask me what's my real name, it's Hananya Moshe. Sometimes even a nickname. My father's Zichrono Livracha, his name was Dov Aryeh, but only called by everyone Berleib, the Yiddish name. And Samra, gravely ill, as we mentioned above, by changing his name, mystically, kabbalistically, has become someone else. And that is L'cheru what Diane Fisher's approach was. You've had tzoris, changing your name or adding a name, you're changing your persona. Reb Chaim Kanevsky wants a Jewish name. And here with Yisachar and Yisachar, it's basically distancing yourself from the Avodah Zarah. Oh, I found out that the name that I gave to my child is a real Goyish name, L'mahajim and L'mahajim, it's an Avodah Zarah, even though that wasn't my purpose when I gave him the name. He was rushing Yisachar, according to Datzakenim, to change the name of the child, albeit it reflects upon changing his name also. So true given names should be given with great profound thought and consideration. Sometimes you have to meet Yaitz with Choshevah Talmidei Chachomim. For evidently, names reflect upon the persona, whether it's spiritually, kabbalistically, or pragmatically. We have the minhag that when we give the name to a child, we say, V'karei Shemo B'Yisrael. V'tikarei Shema B'Yisrael. His or her name will be known amongst Am Yisrael. May we give names after pious people, showing our respect for the tzaddikim and the tzaddikot. And may b'siyata d'shmaya, they grow up bringing pride to their namesakes. Amen.